Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Amen. We want to welcome you today to Sunday Prayer and Devotional. And today we're going to be discussing in our devotional, "And God Shall Restore All." Praise the Lord. It's just good to know that God will restore all, everything. Amen. Praise God. And so we want you to stay tuned to listen in. Amen. Praise God to our lesson on today. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to start out with, amen, praise God, a selection by Dottie Peoples. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you enjoy it as we get ready for the lesson text on today and our scripture.
I know his word is true, and yes, I know I'm gonna get my break.
Going to get a breakthrough, amen, this morning. Going to be praying from the power of prayer, amen, book that I have written, amen. And we're going to take authority right now over every affliction and every thorn in the flesh. You that have been suffering, amen, from any type of physical affliction, amen, or even mental, those things that, amen, come to disturb your peace of mind. Going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 12:6, amen, praise God, through verse number 10. For if I desire to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I will speak the truth, but I spare lest anyone should think of me as being beyond what he sees me or hears of me. And by the surpassing revelation, lest I be made haughty, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be made haughty. For this thing I besought the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for by my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may overshadow me. Therefore, I am pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for the word of God, letting us know in Jesus' mighty name that no matter what we may be going through, dear God, even on the job, in our homes, amen, in our communities, in our cities, in this great nation, oh God, even in those places, dear God, where we go to fellowship, dear God, regardless of how the enemy may come to buffet us, we seek you right now, dear God. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that where we are weak, that you would cause us to be strong. Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name, dear God, that when we are are persecuted by our enemies, dear God, or when we are distressed and overwhelmed by the cares of this world, dear God, Father, we ask for Christ's sake, dear God, that you would help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, we know that there are going to be things that come against us to challenge us each and every day, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. But amen, we know that you said in your word that you give us power over all of the works of the enemy. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask right now, dear God, that you would help us to speak to these mountains and cast them back into the sea, hallelujah, and speak to these spirits that come to torment each and every individual, dear God, whether it be the spirit of fear, worry, anxiety, whatever is plaguing us. We ask in Jesus' mighty name that you would speak, hallelujah, praise God, to our hearts, dear God, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, peace, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that in the midst of our tests and trials, we shall be overcomers, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I want to begin to read to you our scripture text for today. And it says in Deuteronomy 5:24, and ye said, behold, the Lord hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard the voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. I want you to know as we get ready, amen, to play our next selection by Pastor Marvin Sapp, here I am, amen, that there is going to be some restoration. You understand me well on today. Restoration is coming, and there's going to be a time for recompense for what the enemy, our adversary, the devil, has depleted, misused, and ruined. God is a consuming fire. I want you to know this is the year of Jubilee. Yes, it is. And this is the year in which we shall see the salvation of the Lord in every aspect of our spiritual and mortal lives. Can you claim it? Do you believe it? Well, have faith, amen, as I play this selection, here I am, and I'm going to come back, amen, with our devotional for today.
No matter what comes my way, you're always there for me. Through my failures and my ups and downs, you always help me see that if I hold on to your promise, you always gonna work it out. But I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm more than a conqueror. Come on and lift your voice today.
Victory.
The power in
Jesus.
Oh, the Lord is living.
The answer to the Lord has changed
the name. I figure when you
look,
you will see. I'm more than a conqueror. Come on and help me say. The power that you gave me, there ain't nothing I can do. So I'm gonna stand on your word, know that you're able, know always work it out. I'm more than a conqueror, yes I am. Ooh, I'm more than a conqueror. Come on and lift your voice today.
Victory, the power in
Jesus. The longer living in me.
Come on
and help me say,
oh,
conquerors in this house today. Is there anybody in this house that knows that you will never be defeated by the enemy? Because even though his weapons may be strong, there is no weapon that is formed against you that's going to prosper. Tell somebody, I'm more. Come on. I'm more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. I won't be defeated, won't be defeated. I'm more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror.
I want you to know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. I'm going to be talking about on today, amen, praise God, how God is going to be a consuming fire to restore what the enemy has depleted, misused, and ruined in our lives. Now, in Deuteronomy 4 and 24, it says just that, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Now, a consuming fire, the Holy Spirit, is cleansing out the filth, the deprivation, sickness, disease, and all manners of uncleanliness that has infiltrated your lives. Amen, praise God. Not only our personal lives, but also where we live. Lands that were once barren, amen, praise God. Bodies, amen, praise God, that were unfruitful, unproductive, amen, will become fruitful and lush again. Amen. People won't be able to understand what has happened. No one individual will be able to take credit for what God does. Even, amen, as he's working in our various nations and continents, when God does a thing, amen, when God causes a drought or a famine, amen, praise God, we know it is of God. That's why, amen, we call it, amen, acts of God. Amen. When God allows something to happen, amen, praise God, we know that it is beyond our control. God is a consuming fire, and he has already begun to sweep through these countries, and what he is doing, amen, is burning out and cleansing the evil that has been sent against us. Amen, praise God. I want you to know that as you stand before God on today, amen, he's going to clean out, amen, those things in your life, in your home, amen, praise God, all the sickness, all the disease, amen, anything that the enemy has brought in to make you weak and not strong, amen, praise God, he's going to transform us. The word says in the book of Romans and the 12th chapter, we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to understand, know that this day the Lord thy God, he goeth out before thee, amen, as a consuming fire. And he's going to destroy those things and bring those things, those spirits down. Hallelujah. Even your enemies that come against thee, amen, because you know the word said, no weapon that is formed against you, what? It's not going to prosper. All these wagging tongues, gossiping, backbiting, lies, why do you allow that to get you worried, frustrated, and upset when God has already told you, amen, it's not going to prosper. Here he says, speak not thou in thine heart after that the Lord thy God has cast them out before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me and to possess this land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. That's Deuteronomy 9, 3, and 4. Amen. Praise God. Even with the children of Israel, the Bible tells us that the Lord went before them, amen, praise God, as a pillar of a cloud, and he led them the way. And by night, he was a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, not the pillar of fire by night from the people. That's Exodus 13:21-22. A pillar of fire shall come to stand between the saints of God, his servants, and the hordes of hell that have invaded, amen, praise God, our land, amen, praise God. You live here in the United States, whatever city you may be in, Texas, amen, Baltimore, Maryland, amen, we have saints there. We have saints all over the world, but I'm speaking right now, amen, praise God, to those that are part of the Oasis Ministerial Fellowship, hallelujah, in Michigan, in Indiana, oh my goodness, praise God, in New York, hallelujah, in Arkansas, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus, in Texas, in Illinois, in Indiana, all throughout this great continent, amen, a pillar of fire is going to stand between, amen, our enemies, all of these things, these spirits of violence that have come against us in our neighborhoods, in our communities. I'm constantly telling the saints of God, rise up and pray each and every day. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your co-workers. Get you a bottle of oil. Have your pastor or minister or even yourself pray over your oil. Go out, amen, and take a prayer walk. And as you're walking in your community, pour out your oil on the grass and begin to, amen, stake out your territory. You better hear me on today. Stake out your territory and let Satan know you cannot trespass this line. Every place that the sole of my feet shall trod, amen, where I'm walking, I'm not only covering my house, amen, praise God. Listen, I cover my complex where I live. I cover my entire, amen, community where I stay. I get out and I've walked around the entire, amen, complex, amen. I cover that for the mighty name of Jesus, and I tell every demon from hell, you are not welcome here, amen, praise God. I come against every spirit that is not like God, that tries to infiltrate my neighborhood, that tries to come, amen, and bring any type of spirit of violence, amen, to destroy the peace where I live at. Oh, yes, I come against any type of unwanted spirits, amen, praise God, Oh, thank you, Jesus, that the Lord would send his angels, because the word said he gives his angels charge over thee. Amen. And I ask God to encamp his angels all around us. This is, amen, what we're talking about. Amen. When God said in his word, amen, he's a consuming fire, I ask the Holy Spirit to stand between me and those who would destroy my peace, who would come against my happiness and my joy, even in my neighborhood, even in my community, amen, in the city where we live, men and women of God, we got to take back the authority which God has given to us. Amen. Don't you know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? The same God that, amen, caused Pharaoh's army to drown in the Red Sea. The same God, amen, praise God, that sent the plagues against Egypt when he told Moses to stand boldly before Pharaoh, amen, praise God, and declare to him, let my people go. That same God, amen, praise God, is the God that we serve now and today. Amen, praise God. There is a time of reckoning that is taking place for those whose actions have caused deprivation. Amen. Those whose actions have caused, amen, terrorism. Amen. Those whose actions who have caused violence. All the time of reckoning is coming. Why? Amen. Because when you understand about recompense, it means that I am going to be paid for my trouble. I am going to be paid for what has been owed to me that was not given to me when it was due. The time of recompense is coming for the saints of God, for the men and women of God. God is going to give us what we ask for. Amen. Not only that, but going back, amen, to the second, the third, and the fourth generation, promises that he made to your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-grandparents, amen, and even as far back as to the fourth and fifth generation, God is going to give it back to us. Amen, praise God. I want to leave you with Psalm 21:8. Then thy hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee, and thou shalt make them as fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Oh, yes, saints of God, we're crossing over into a new realm in the spirit, and man will not be able to stop, hinder, or block the move of God. Your enemies will be too busy trying to wrestle with God, and we know all of this is futile. That's Exodus 14:21-30. Be encouraged on today, and know, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that God is going to restore all. Everything that belongs to you, amen, is going to be given back to you. Amen, praise God. In Jesus' mighty name.
This is the day that the Lord